There's been a sharp increase in the number of Australians contracting the virus which leads to AIDS. The number of HIV infections rose by 10% last year, the fastest increase in about 20 years. Simon Lauder reports.
Every year, the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales releases a report on sexually transmissible infections in Australia.
This year is not a good report card for STIs in Australia. They're largely all on the increase.
The Institute's Professor David Wilson says chlamydia remains the most frequently reported notifiable infection, with 82,000 new cases last year. The latest report highlights another worrying problem, a surge in HIV infections.
It's very alarming what's happening with HIV at the moment. We've had over 1,250 cases of HIV recorded, that's those that have been diagnosed, and there are about 25% of cases that are undiagnosed in Australia as well.
I understand that's the biggest increase in about two decades.
Yeah, that is right. The epidemic's just been increasing. It's been increasing substantially for over 10 years. And the increase is not only just continuing on the same trend, but it's increasing even further. We haven't had this large increase since the early 1980s.
Why such a big increase? What's going wrong?
Well, partly it's because we're testing a few more people, potentially, but really that cannot account for the extent of the increase that we're seeing. Unfortunately, it does appear that, particularly in the gay community, condoms are not being used as much, and we're seeing that particularly among the young men, those in their 20s, those that weren't exposed to a lot of the public health campaigns of the 80s and 90s.
Have warnings about HIV and AIDS dropped off, or have people just stopped listening?
Neither of those in particular. We've got very good education from some of our community groups that are really targeting the groups that need to hear it. But it is a different era now than what it was in the past. Maybe there's some degree of complacency that's set in. HIV is no longer the death sentence it once was. With good, effective treatments, it can keep people alive to almost a full life expectancy. So I think it's perhaps a little bit of complacency that's set in.
Professor Wilson says there's also a disturbing trend in HIV infection among Indigenous Australians, with a higher proportion of new infections from injecting drugs.
There's no reason why we might not expect to see HIV start to rise and be really a horrible epidemic in that Aboriginal population unless we do some active prevention and start to mitigate these rates now.
Bill Whittaker from the National Association of People with HIV says state governments are doing good work to address HIV, but the national response lags behind.
It's a bit patchy, particularly the Commonwealth government has been slow to respond to recent scientific advances in HIV and to get on board with the states and territories in trying to reverse these trends.
The findings of the report will be presented at a conference in Darwin today.
Simon Lauder reporting.